Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment. Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening, good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all, I have a cold, so, you know, I'm going to make my conversation quite limited. But I do have a special guest tonight, and that is Devontae Vitamin D. Evans. He's going to be joining us about 9:45 Eastern Time, but you know what I do the first 30 minutes? We play that music. We have to support our local come up. This is Lawless Radio. Lawless Entertainment. All right, y'all. Y'all hold tight, and I'll be back. This is Back to My Love by Jasmine Mix.
I know.
was infatuated with money. Living in Brandon Hills kinda did something to me. Made me grow up, I'm talking about way too bad. Living life for the hustle, trying to chase this cash. Now look, my mama, I'm telling you, she ain't raised no fool. But if you look at my surroundings, like the thing to do. You got dope being sold, pimps beating hoes. Give a J a slap just to ride, here we go. Now you think it's big shit when you ride with your folks. To the J, smoke the dope and report it to Costco. Now you're locked up and your record is unfolding. Seen a better path, but the journey was so lonely. In the world where the wicked is lost for my homies. And we all trying to get it, so we say that in committed. By any means necessary, I was taught to get it. Maybe chasing this cash, it was killing my spirit. I won't. Just some of the things that I did love. I thought the way to go about it was a slang drug. Cream, get the money, dollar, dollar bill, y'all. My role models was Scarface and Nino Brown. I'm on top of the world, ma. Look at me now. Standing on the sofa, trying to think of how I could put her in that big house and make her proud. But your boy did the opposite and jumped out wild. Not a doctor, not a lawyer, but a D-boy wild. I bet my mama probably thinking, did I raise that child? In the streets with the heat, shouting, look out now. Really bad ass. Chasing this child, Cheddar and mozzarella got me thinking that I'm better. If I'm riding old leather and wood in my hood, pockets they stay laced, fighting to get the cake. I won't.
hugging and touching. Now you wanna say I ain't getting nothing? Hey. What about the club? You didn't say no paying. Now we at the party, you tell me no playing. Hey. Signals must have got crossed. Yes, I must have got lost. Thinking it was on, but you was only leading four. I ain't no racist, I only do what you let me. In case you didn't know when you met me, I'm a Chi-Town legend with the ladies. You will forever remember the name B.A. Crazy. Hey.
Excuse me. This is Katrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is 9:15 Eastern, and I am chilling. Actually, I am fighting a cold. I'm trying to do the best I can with what I got. But you know what? The show must go on. That's how we do it. So y'all pardon me. You know, I might have to cough a little bit, get over this cold. But you know what? I'm just going to still rock it with you. Make sure those kids are in the bed. You got your drink ready. You chilling because the Raw Deal is on, and this is adult content and adult content. Let's work it that way. All right, y'all. You know how I do the first 30 minutes is supporting our local come up. You know, I'll be back at 9:30. This is Weta by Matt B. Hold tight.
Yeah. To all my sexy ladies, you already know what it is. Matt B, Freakology. Let me show you how I do.
As I invite between the sides, and you dripping wet.
Do you It's your girl Legacy. Now hold on a minute. This song ain't for everybody. Only sexy people. So come on, baby. Let's see.
Big time.
All right. It is Thursday night, and this is Catrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I had to play that music for the first 30 minutes. You know we need to support our local come up. All right, I have a special guest coming in later this evening, and he is a poet and an author, so I do appreciate him coming on air tonight. So can't wait for him to call in. All right, I'm battling the cold, y'all. I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm having some difficulty here breathing and all that, so you may hear me breathing very hard just to catch my breath because I only could talk so much. Oh, let's see what you up to. What's going on, Buck? How you doing this evening?
Man, I'm about full as a fucking tick.
Yeah, you know, with the addition of being full as hell, and I ain't feeling all that well. It's taking a toll on me right now. You know.
I saw your face.
Yeah, you're like, you don't look good at all.
I didn't think you heard me when I said that.
Man, this is one of the days. I'm going to try to make it, y'all. I'm really going to try to make it to 11. I'm going to do the best I can. Y'all might just get an hour out of me. I'm not sure. We'll see how crunk up everybody else gets it later on. So how your week been going, Buck?
Oh, man, it's going smooth. It's so smooth, it's scary. You know what I'm saying? I'm expecting something to come out the bushes on me.
Yeah.
Catch me off guard, catch me on surprise. But sometimes it's good. I can't complain. Just been waiting for Thursday.
Well, you know what? I know that's right. I've been waiting for Thursday, shit. I've been waiting for Friday. Kids ain't got to go to school tomorrow, so you know what? I could lay and chill out. I don't know how long, though, before they start bothering me, but at least I ain't got to get up with the crack of dawn and get up and do nothing. That is.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
No, I take that back. I do got to get up in the morning. Man, I just got a phone call, y'all. I know they ain't listening, so I can say it, but I just got a phone call for them. From a acquaintance, I'm gonna call it. Our son's football parents need a ride to the train station in the morning, cause they bought a car. They live in Georgia, but they bought a car in New Orleans, and they're taking the train to New Orleans and gonna drive it back. Man.
You got time. You got time. You can do something like that. You ain't got no job, you know. So it's.
Man, I do have a job. What makes you? I do have a job. I do work. What's wrong with you people? I make money like everybody else. I just make it differently.
Yeah. You must be one of them entrepreneurs or some shit like that. You know, entrepreneurs ain't got no goddamn job.
I am an entrepreneur. I own my own business.
You ain't got no job there. There you go.
I set my own hours. I do have a job. I have hours and everything. Today was actually my off day. And I actually worked on my off day. I had deemed Thursday as my off day.
Only people that have off days on Thursdays are people that work in the restaurants and shit, man. Retail and shit, man. Thursday.
Okay, come on. Why are you acting like that now? Come on, really. Yeah. All right,
okay.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna let you go ahead at. But you know, that's fine. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm gonna start tonight off with some questions. Okay, so I was on the Raw Deal fan page, and you know, there have been some questions posted out there, so I'm just gonna go on down the line. How long should you be in a relationship with someone before you get married to them? Is there like a special, you know, requirement that you have to go through prior to you actually saying, I do? You know, is there certain steps you need to make? I mean, you know, how long is the process that you have to be in this relationship before you say, okay, I'm ready to get married? Yeah.
Well, oh, okay, never mind.
Oh, no, hey, you could go ahead and tweet. You could go. I was gonna say, y'all hit me up 646-478-5209. Tell me what you think. How long should people be in relationships before they get married? Buck, you wanna say something, or you wanna hit us back when we come back from our little break?
I'll do the break, man.
All right, now y'all hold tight. This is who we gonna play. I don't know. I'm seeing double, y'all. I'm seeing double. What am I gonna do? You know, just because I know he gonna ask for it, I'm gonna go
Roddy
ahead.
Williams.
And say, huh?
Roddy Williams.
Get the shit out of the way.
This is for Mississippi Red. I know you out there listening. This is Running Donnie Wells.
Keep on running.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice, listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Y'all have to bear with me. I have a cold, I'm trying to suffer through it. And, you know, something trying to get a sister down. But I ain't going to let it happen. I got my co-host with me. Oh, we need a cough drop up in here. We need to locate some cough drops. I think they are there. Alright, everybody looking for cough drops. I think it's upstairs in the room up there. But you know what? Everybody needs something to just kind of get that indigestion going. You know, you get all stuffed up. I don't know. I'm gonna have to figure out something. I'm gonna make me some tea and honey, some lemon, something. You know, knock this out. Cause you know, this ain't for me. Y'all hit me at 646-478-5209. I was checking out. I was saying, you know, how long you need to be in a relationship in order to for you to move to the next step of being married. How long do you need to be in this relationship? So y'all hit me up 646-478-5209. Would you stay in a relationship based on how much money they make? You know, you got somebody, they making a whole lot of money. Would you stay in that relationship? All right, y'all. I'll tell you, I think I got my guest speaker on the line. Hold on, let's see who's this. Is this Mr. Vitamin D? How are you this evening?
How you doing, sister? Yes, it is.
All right. Well, I am so glad that you have taken the time to come here to the Raw Deal and listen to us and check us out.
Oh, it's definitely an honor and a pleasure. I've been waiting in line.
Yes, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
And I hope you get well soon. I heard you say you're not feeling well, so I hope
Thank you. You know, sometimes it hits you at the wrong time, but it's all good. I'd rather it hit me now because I plan to go on vacation in a couple of weeks, so I need to be as well as possible, so I'm going to go ahead and knock this out. You know, I'm going to use one of those old granny cold remedies out there, you know.
Lemon and honey and all that.
Yeah, the lemon and the honey and all. Sometimes, you know how you be fighting it, like, I don't need that. I'm going to go ahead and get this NyQuil. Then you dope up on some NyQuil. It still ain't going nowhere. As soon as you get that chicken soup and that lemon and that honey, you like on top of the world. You're like, man, I should have did that like 5 days ago. So I'm going to go knock it in the bud like right now, you know, because I ain't, you know, sister can't be down. Sister just cannot be down. Man.
Can't be down, sister.
No,
we live and we learn. You get better.
You have to. All right, well, you know what? I want you to hang out with us tonight because, you know, we got some fans that are going to call in. We're gonna chat. I would love for you to do some reading for us tonight. I have dedicated these last 4 weeks to love, just basic
awesome
love. So last week, you know, I was speaking on, you know, how to please yourself and how women need to please themselves and have different types of things you need to do to make sure, you know, they are right. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes here on the Raw Deal, we stay on topic and then things just go, whew, way out there. So, you know, I'm just forewarning you that there may be some situation and time that we're gonna be way out there. Now, I wonder, Buck, you still out there? Have you found your cough drop? You should have brought me one. Shit, I need the cough drop. Okay, Buck out there still missing. I think he's still in search for a cough drop. So he'll be back shortly. All right, now Mr. Devontae, Vitamin D Evans, tell me a little bit about yourself and tell me when did you start writing and what gave you that passion to start writing?
Well, I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, is where I reside. We didn't have no other way. The oldest of five kids. I have three beautiful daughters and a wonderful mother and father. writing came about years ago. I guess I was like some other cats from around the way, wanted to rap. But I didn't want to be a rapper. So for the past couple of years, I started writing, and I started getting better with my rhymes or whatever, and started doing music. Started doing I have about 12 or 13 songs. However, it came a point when I was trying to separate myself from the cat I knew, you know, doing the music or whatever. Separate myself sometimes from people ways, you know, because you don't want that to, you know, rock too much of, you know, of the boat, and you start feuding or whatnot. However, I started writing poetry. I started with one, and that particular one started when I was on the road for this particular company, and it was titled Outside of This Window. And I was going through so much at the time, and the poem Outside of This Window just came to mind. And it was just me telling myself that everything was going to be okay outside of this window, no matter what you're going through in life, whether you're incarcerated, whether you're in a relationship where, you know, you're not happy, you know, you feel like you can't find someone, you know, that'll love you for you, appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Outside of that window, outside of whatever situation you have, there's somebody for you. There's love for you. There's a job for you. There's a better way for you. And you just have to have faith and keep trying and keep pushing. So my main mission is to try to reach as many hearts and minds as I can. So like I said, I went from one poem to the next, to the next, to the next. And before I knew it, I had so many, and I didn't know what I was going to do with it.
Right.
I was like, well, I'll just have these, and what am I going to do with it? And then my aunt, Brenda Evans, put me on to another family member by the name of Miss Matima Jackson Anderson. I got to shout her out. She helped me get this far. She said she had started her own company after first putting out her first book, which is titled Painting the Perfect Picture, which is a great, great, great book, you guys. It's a great book. So check it out, Painting the Perfect Picture by Miss Matima Jackson Anderson. So she put me on and said, hey, this is what I'm doing. I'm trying to help others as well. So climb aboard, and I did. And before I knew it, I can't even say it was a dream because I didn't dream it. It was the Lord's way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you just stepping outside of your box, and that's what I did. So there you have it, a source of vitamin D, a poetic prescription.
I like that. Now so I have a listener out there in the Raw Deal group. She wants to know how old you are. She said, how old is he?
I'm 36.
You're 36. You're
yes,
married? You're single?
I'm in a relationship.
You're in a relationship.
Married. Never been married.
All right.
Married.
You've never been married. Okay.
No.
So what poem and what writings do you have, one that just sticks out to you, that just affects you the most? Would you mind sharing that with us tonight?
The title or the poem itself?
The title and the poem itself.
What sticks out the most?
Just choose any that just makes you feel good. I'm gonna tell you which one I like, and I'm gonna have you read that one a little later because I have a good connection to it. But I just want you to tell me one that you know, if you just think of any that's in your book currently, what is one that just kind of comes to mind instantly?
Oh man. Maybe Building 716.
Okay, let me hear.
Building 716. I have a homeboy, and he was like, man, why do you do Building 716? You should have did the building we grew up in. And I was like, it wasn't about that. 716 is my birthday, July 16th. And the building is myself, and I wanted to step outside of myself. I want to step outside of myself and speak, you know, and talk about finding that someone coming into my life, and, you know, so building 716 goes, she wore the baddest blue dress I've ever laid eyes on. It seems to paint a figure as she walked off the canvas, the look of love, Nina Simone. Her walk was as music, a live band, hinting jazz, but with funk. She made heels look like they were only made for her. With slickness in every step, if you ever thought of owning a pair, invest in a passport, beauty sold separately. Makeup and hair was as flawless as a pearly teeth. I wonder if she's wearing any lace underneath. Stay focused, ice cold. Her hair, Hawaiian silky, with sways back and forth like bed sheets out on the line. Damn, she's fine. I utter a Lord's eye hope. If only I could lay in her arms, I could become her favorite softener to Miss Parker. I could see good morning in her eyes as I replied, please, come inside. She said, I'm in here in regards to the ad for sale of building 716. Why, of course you are. Please, let me show you around. She starts off, I must admit I admire the landscape as I pulled up. The property looks well kept. Why, thank you, I added. She goes on to say, I have a thing for brick houses. Right then, we both share something in common. Touche. May I add, the building was built in 1975, which, as you can see, stands about 6 stories high. Though I had a few residents to come and go, I managed to keep the place up head to toe. I've added just as much as I've taken away to keep this appeal. How do you feel about hardwood floors? She replied, it's definitely a plus to have nice quality hardwood in your life. Whoa, is all I could say. Noticing the art on the wall, she asked, are you a collector? Actually, I am, of all kinds. I take it you're a fan. I've collected a few here and there. I'm a little new at this, she stared. Venturing room to room from window to wall, master suite right off the hall. She states, I love it. It's huge. And the color of love a girl could get used to waking up here, not to mention turning in for the night. This room is where I spent most of my time patching scratches and dents, replacing the filter for a cooler breeze through the vents. Smiling as she stroked the oak bedding frame, continuing her tour. Nice backyard. Oh, so you like? Such as the front, I notice you keep the grass cut low. Well, you know, if I didn't mention, I take pride in being neat. You never know when opportunity will seek. Wrapping up our meeting came to a conclusion on an offer. Ferromagnetism simmering down, catching our breath down in a cold water moment. I must say she became a proud owner of Building 716. She lives in me. That's it.
Okay. So, I hope my listeners heard every word, because you have to close your eyes and feel the sense of each word so you could just envision. You know, it's like there were so many different visions going through my head. It's like, okay, yeah, okay, I see. Wait a minute, he done switched up on me. What's going on? What's going on? That
just
right there.
Just taking your tour of the body.
Yes. That is nice. I love it.
Thank you so much.
All right, I got some callers out there. Let me see what they got to say. Buck, you out there yet?
Yeah. I'm back.
All right. Did you catch that, Buck?
Yeah. I had to turn it down for a minute because I wasn't sure if that was some porn in there. I mean, it felt like it was coming, but then it changed the page on me. So I'm like, no, I can listen to this. Okay, we good. I give it a thumbs up, man. Because I came in right when we were talking about the what's underneath. I think it was a coat or something she had on. I came in right then and there. So, I'm like, okay. Yeah,
that's why I like to come in there, right in there.
That's right. I was feeling that. I was like, shit, okay. Let's go. All right, I got me a 8230 out there. This is the Raw Deal with Catrice. Who's this on the line?
This is Rhonda, and I came in on the part about the hardwood floors, and I was like, damn. I had to pull over and stop for a minute. I was sitting at the traffic light while he was finishing up this floor. I was trying to see what the hell was going on.
That's what's up.
Skipping a beat for a moment.
Man, that's what's up.
Much obliged.
He really good, because it got my attention when he said about the hardwood floors, and she said she liked everything hard in her life or whatever it was. I was like, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I need to say to my ladies out there, if you did not twitch when you heard that, something is not right. We are not playing with ourselves enough, ladies. You need to make sure. And then the way he said it, it was like, okay, I'm feeling it. You know what? I got a cold, but shit, I need me a glass of wine. Just to sit here and smell it.
I'm pretty sure everyone could use a little hardwood, you know.
Absolutely. Hold on. Let me see what my Mel. What's up, Mel? What you got to say? How you do like that? Mel, you out there? All right, we're gonna bring her back in just a moment. What's up, Zeke? Zeke, this too much for you this evening?
What's happening?
What's happening, Zeke? What's happening? How you doing this evening?
I'm all right.
Yeah, we straight chilling tonight. We chilling.
Yeah,
you know.
I hear my man spitting that. You know, I ain't into that corny shit. Tell you the truth.
You know what? We understand that you are the man's man. We feel you.
To each his own. That's right.
That is right. All right, y'all hold tight. I'm gonna play some Donnie Williams. I'm gonna be right back. Now, Devontae, don't move. Stay right there. Hang out with us, cause I got some other things I want you to kind of spill out, cause I read some stuff and I was sitting in my truck when Buck gave me the book. I was skimming through it. I was looking through it and something caught my eye, and I'm gonna tell you what it is and I want you to spit it for me, okay?
No problem.
All right, I'll be right back. This is
flowers for her hair. All my love letters, she mails them back like she don't care. And when I see her walking down my lonely street, the girl walks right by me like I'm impossible to see. I'm love's unknown soldier. That girl just won't see me, and it's tearing me apart. Invisible to the only girl I love. I'm beating, the girl can't. That it's me, she's dreaming of. Ooh,
girl can't see that it's me she's dreaming of. Invisible to you. To you,
is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I am back. All right, it is Thursday night. You know how I do. We got the cocktails ready. The children are in the bed. We chilling out. You know, I'm upset because I had my book, my vitamin D book. Wait a minute. I think I located, you know, because I'm about to have a fit. I said, I had this book earlier. What happened to it? Oh, my goodness. All right. We got Mr. Devontae Evans on the phone, the author and writer of The Source of Vitamin D. Mr. Devontae, how are you this evening? I'm so glad that you're on the line with us today.
Well, pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes. Okay, so the one that struck me was Moving on 34.
Moving on.
Moving on. That right there, I said, I had to read it a couple of times. I was like, Yeah. I can feel you on that. You mind sharing this? Moving on?
Yeah, moving on, first of all, it came about, man getting in touch, I guess, with his sensitive side, you know, and understanding that it's time to move on from the relationship, you know, it's over. Sometimes we have a hard time understanding or taking the fact that it's over, you know, she ain't coming back. Maybe you don't need to go back. You struggle with moving on. But at the same time, it's like the scene keeps playing in your head. You know, what could you have done better? What could I have done better? What can I do when you've done it? And sometimes that person is just not for you. Mm-hmm. I wanted to call you up, but I couldn't pick up the phone. I switched from wanted to brew a cup of coffee, but my sugar is all gone. Moving on. The light bill is low, for the moon becomes my light. But the moon is not alone. In my eye, star light, star bright. Moving on. I tried to make your favorite dish, but was it 360? Down low, looking through the peephole, but it's the neighbor kid's feet against the floor. Moving on. Well, my bus is here. I should be heading home. The wheels on the bus go round and round, so I guess I should be moving on. I'm moving on that way, baby. Eyes can't weep no more. Plane, trains, automobiles, I've been there before. I gotta move on. Yes, babe, I gotta go. I won't hurt you no more. Moving on.
That right there, I like it. That was great. When you read words, you have to read them several times so you can really understand it. You know, because a lot of people just do
exactly.
You know, a lot of people just do one read and they say, okay, well, I don't know what, I don't understand, I don't get it.
Right.
You know, and then you have to just kind of sit there and say, okay, I'm moving on. Hey, Rhonda, you out there? Is Rhonda out there? Okay, well, she hung on. I was wondering if Rhonda heard that because, you know, a lot of us, she and I, we talking, and there's a lot of folks out there that we know. And especially me, you know, I know a lot of people that have a hard time moving on. And once you understand that and feel it, you know, you're like, okay, I see the purpose. I know exactly what I can do. All right, yeah, I want to check out VitaminDPoetry.com. You know, I really want you all to support Devontae, and you know, because this right here, it takes time, and you have to, You have to feel yourself and get the feeling and just say, you know what, I'm feeling it. You get your glass of wine, and this is a good curl-up book, especially if, you know, if you're going through anything.
I was just about to say that, and I had so many ladies say the same thing. I'm gonna get in the tub, or I'm gonna put the kids to bed. That's when you can. I mean, that's just about anything you read. If you're not in the mindset, you're gonna flip pages, and at the end you're gonna think, what did I just read?
Exactly.
You got to be in the groove for anything. You got to get in the groove for a relationship. You got to get in the groove for making love. If your mind's somewhere else all the time and you're not in it, you're not only hurting the other person, you're going to hurt yourself.
That is true.
Because when you first gave me the book, matter of fact, how you doing, brother? Good to hear from you. I just got off work and I still had the tension and all that on me from work, and I read like three pages. You know what? I can't do this right now. I need to sit back, you know, get my eight off of me, then come back and dwell on it a minute.
That's right.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Absolutely. You gotta feel it. I think that books like this, you have to embrace them, especially. Like you were saying, Buck, you know, you have a bad day and you just read some soothing words and you're like, man, you know, it's really not that bad. It's all good. And how I've been basing my series for these last few weeks is really I've been basing it off love and just love in general, you know, how we love each other and we want to feel each other and see the things, how we prosper through it. And you know, it's just great. And a lot of people don't see, they're like, man, you're talking about love and this and love and this. You know, I can't stand that motherfucker. And I'm sitting there like, well, hey, you know, I mean, well, write about it. If you can't stand it, write about it. But I'm
exactly.
not, you know, I'm like, I ain't in that. I'm not at that point. Hold tight. Let's see who else is on here on the line. What's up, Aunt? How you doing this evening?
I'm all right.
That's good. We're good.
What's going on today?
We talk, you know, we have Mr. Devontae Evans. He is the author of The Source of Vitamin D Poetry.
Mm-hmm.
He is, and he has some very nice poetry in his book. He's our guest speaker for the evening, and you know, he's sharing his words with us, and you know, we're feeling it. We got our Raw D group out there on Facebook, and. And also, you can log in to the chat room on lawlessradio.com. If you're out there in the chat room, you can chat with me. Tell me how to like the information that you're hearing out there. What you doing? Eating that? You always eating something, crunching something in the damn phone. Let me put you back on mute. Shit. Every time you get on there eating. Hold on. Let me go back to Ann. What is it today, Ann? Jerk chicken, carrot goat. What you eating today?
No, that was just some Popeye.
Oh, Popeye.
Yeah.
That's not just anything. You just keep it. Oh, that's just some Popeye. No, you can't say that, man. That was Popeye.
No,
that was
Popeye.
No, no. Yeah.
You can't be playing Popeye like that.
No, y'all know I love Popeye.
Man. All right, well, you know what? You hold tight. So, you know what? What I was talking about, earlier throughout the series is just basically love itself. And I think that you have to really love yourself before you can love anyone. And you have to find you before you can, for anybody else can define, you know, what you are. And I think a lot of people don't really understand that. They always say, you know, well, you know what? Catrice, you know, you always, you know, you talk about this, got to be positive, got to do this, got to do that. Man, what if I just don't want to be loved? Well, you know what? You need to find something within you to figure out what that problem is. Because you know what? Everybody want to be loved, I would think. You know, and if not, you need to figure out what it is that's keeping you from being the one that you want to be. All right, y'all hit me up. I am in the Lawless Radio chat room. I see a couple of chatters out there. If y'all want to ask Devonte any questions, they do that. I am working in several chat rooms in here now, so I'm trying to bear with me. We are on the Raw Deal group, so the chat room's up. If you have any questions, you can hit us out. 646-478-5209. I got some callers in queue. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Buck. What's going on? What's your question?
I don't know. I hope I can remember it. But when you, okay, question. You were talking about you have to love yourself before you can love somebody else. So, okay, let's say you love yourself, and then you get this other somebody to love. Y'all get married, and let's say the other person's just, you know, okay, good, I'm in love, and they just let themselves go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, okay, so basically, you know, they just don't do nothing for themselves. That's it. They're like, well, I'm comfortable now.
But is there a chance, like, okay, let's say they don't do any more for themselves, but they still do for their other loved one. Is there such a case?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I know several people that do for others before they even think about doing for themselves, which I absolutely disagree. But you know, I the folks I talk to, we fight over that same question over and over again. But I have, you know, what comes out their mouth is that I have to do this. I have to do this. They need me. But what about you? You know, who's going
right.
who although you're in love and you're with this person, you also need to take care of yourself. You can't just take care of them. You know, you got to take care of yourself, because if you are not happy, it's hard for others to be happy. I mean, it's hard for you to be happy with others around, and then because now you're gonna start resenting, like, I put all my energy in you, and I've done nothing.
Become Mr. Deeds.
Ooh, isn't that something? That's something. All right.
Spend all the time trying to please people.
Exactly. All right, Devonte, you need to brace yourself. Here comes Mississippi Red. Good evening, Mississippi Red. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. If you have the computer on in the background, Mississippi Red, you might want to turn it down because I'm hearing this echo.
Okay.
I'm getting feedback.
I'm here.
All right. So how are you this week, Mississippi Red?
I'm doing fine. Good week of work. I'm off 2 days, tomorrow and Monday. And I was listening to the poetry, and it was deep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
thank you, Mr. Red.
Did it make you tear up, Mr. Did it make you tear up?
No, I'm not. You know what? I'm not really into poetry or spoken word myself. I mean, but it made a good story. But I'm not too much into they say don't applaud because it has a way of distracting poets and spoken word artists. They say you got to snap your fingers if you like something. You know what I'm saying?
And I was
up in here just. Boom! I was just snapping all the way. It was nice.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'm feeling
okay,
it.
So
What's the topic? Well, you know what? Actually, we have our special guest, and I'm going through several topics this evening. But hold on, Mississippi Red, I'll be back with you, okay? Because I want to say, hey, I want to go out and speak out to my girl here. I know if she's back. Mel, are you there? How are you this evening? Uh-oh, Mel, you're not out there yet? All right. We're gonna bring her back in just a moment. But let's go on back to the Raw Deal Facebook page. And I have some questions out there. Is, would you stay in a relationship based off how much money a person makes? So Buck, let me ask you that question. Would you stay in a relationship based off how much money a person makes?
You know, Buck can't be nothing but honest right now. What Buck is going to say is, yes, if Buck didn't have a backup plan or something like that,
Yeah. If I had a backup plan, nah.
Nah. Okay.
I can say that with all honesty, you know, no sarcasm, no smiling, no snickering. Yeah.
That's true. That's my truth. You're a backup plan. Why go sit somewhere and be, you know, miserable, can't turn the light on, can't buy a drink? Hey.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Well,
it is. Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right about all this money, but I can't drink my beer. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's no beer drinking in this house. Well, goddamn, man. I think this is working out. I really don't think this is working out. I mean, it makes no sense. You can buy a beer truck, but there's no drinking in my house. Oh, man.
You can buy a beer truck, and you can't even drink.
Yeah, you know, so I think. No.
Man. Okay. Now, what about you, Devante? Would you stay in a relationship based off money? How much money they make?
Oh, wow. It kind of goes back to what we were just talking about, you know, loving someone and pleasing someone. I had to grow up and get, you know, wiser because when I was younger, I jumped to a lot of things. I guess I wasn't sure how the story ended. But now that I've gotten, you know, a little up in age, 36, still young, but I don't jump at things that I used to. You know, you jump at women with, you know, the cars, the ride, the house and whatnot. It came to a time all that just started to dwindle away. It didn't mean anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, it's awesome from the beginning, but after a while, you're just like,
mm-hmm.
I can't do this anymore. I can't
mm-hmm.
do this anymore. Money, cars, or not, I ain't happy, you know.
Right.
If you're happy and it's going the way you like, of course. But after a while, you're like, it's nice, but I'd rather mm-hmm. be over here.
I feel you. Yeah, you know, I think one of our Facebook chat room, she said it best. If he was broke in the beginning, no. But if he went broke during the relationship, yes.
Hmm.
And I can understand that. Because, you know, it was two of us that caused that to dwindle away. So, I can definitely see that. Now, here's one ultimate question. How would you, and this is for you, Devante, and I know it might be something you have to think about, but how would you effectively spend $1 million? What's the first thing that will come to your mind for that money is just first thing that you would pay? $1 million.
First thing that I would pay?
Yes. Pay, buy. let me redo that one. What's the first thing that you're going to do with your money? Because some people ain't going to pay shit. Get that. I'm going to buy everything I need, and then whatever's left, if I got to pay a bill, I'll go ahead and do that. So, yeah, let's go on.
me just being me, I would definitely do something about my credit first. Because, you know, once you get through paying all that and you have that jacked up credit, you're going to wish you had got that out of the way first. I'm going to do that credit thing first, get that out the way. So when I'm done being broke, my credit good.
Right.
I like that little, you know, that little charger out there, you know. Give me a nice crib and put a, you know, one of them chargers in front of my house. You know, I'd be happy with that. And knowing my heart, I definitely do as much as I can for the people under the bridge, you know, the people that's losing their homes, the people that trying to make it out here, and all the fathers that's on child support who's getting hit hard as hell. Definitely stop all by right. their house and put a little something in their pocket so that child support don't sit too heavy on them. They can still
right.
get out and do what they're trying to do. So, definitely doing for people because once it's all said and done, you're going to be remembered by your heart once the money's all gone and once she leaves this earth. Your heart is going to always be remembered. That money can up and go 12 o'clock tomorrow night.
That's just my heart.
Look something for me, look something for mama, my girls. Do something for as many people I can.
There you go. I mean,
spectacular answer, you know, but that's just my heart.
There is no spectacular answer because, you know, a lot of folks, you know, let me ask Buck. Buck, what would you do with your $1 million? Because $1 million is not a lot of money.
Well, no, it's not. And it has to be $1 million. I can't afford, you know, taxes and all that shit. It has to be straight $1 million. Because once you break $1 million, you ain't got $1 million no more. So you need to give me $1 million. Don't fund me with that shit about FICA and all that shit and the state withhold tax.
$9.99.
Man, give me straight $1 million, all right?
Think I'm pulling $10.99 on you.
No. You know, your tax will be 40 in, and my change is $1 million. That's what I'm left with. You know,
there you go.
That's what it's got to be. But I would, the first move I would do, though, is, like Devontae said, I would straighten up my credit, pay all my credit bills, you know, get that shit out the way. So then when this million is gone, I still have something to, you know, sort of fall back on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. After that, I definitely have a nice little $50,000 house. I'm sorry, I'm being cheap. $50,000 house built.
Stretch that money, man. Stretch that damn money.
I got $1 million. I got this nice, modest, 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, $50,000 house deep down in the country of Mississippi. I mean, it's so deep in the country, ain't no garbage man. They got to burn their motherfucking trash. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. After that, I'm sorry, but I'm not buying no Benzes and all that shit. They got enough money as it is. They don't need none of mine.
There you go.
You know, if anything, I'd have more than my Bourbon rebuilt, hook up my Lincoln, and drive my Bird, and hey, there we go. Those are three cars right there. That's it. Damn, that's good. And I would definitely give to charity, and the charity would be St. Jude's Children's Hospital, because that's a hospital in Tennessee that takes care of kids with cancer, and they don't force parents to pay. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like a free hospital for kids with cancer. You know, parents have a hard time trying to pay. They don't hassle them. You know what I mean? It's all about getting this child well. You know, and I would think them of all people would need some money. Actually, honestly, everything else is going into children's education and into our businesses that we have.
Man,
and that's that. That's that.
Man.
But yeah, $50,000. That's it.
There you go.
That house is gonna do it. Let me see what everybody else they got here. Let's see, Big Daddy Almighty, how you doing this evening? What's going on with you?
It's about time.
You know what? I have to get down the line. I got callers holding. I'm going to bring them back on in just a minute. Tell me, how would you spend your $1 million?
First of all, I ain't even going to talk about how I would spend $1 million because I don't have $1 million. And if I had $1 million... I would not do what my man said. Who is that, Buck? Big Daddy?
That's Buck. Talking about
giving charity? No, you don't know what you would do until you get that meal. See, money changed you.
Mm-hmm.
But $1 million, you don't know what the hell you're going to do. You probably shoot yourself in the head because you ain't never had $1 million.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Wow. That motherfucker, that ain't got that.
Man, shit. I'm trying to be happy. You done killed the motherfucker.
Every week I play the lottery. You got to be in it to win it. I play three times a week. Powerball, Mega Million.
Uh-huh.
I play that shit. But...
Do you hit any? Do you get a number? The Powerball?
where I get, you know, I done hit for like $2 and shit like that.
Ooh. You went crazy after that, boy.
The bottom line is this. You got to be in it to win it, and you can't say what the hell you would do once you hit for $30 or $40 million. Once you hit for $30 or $40 million, the best thing you better do is run for your life, because you can't let nobody know, because they're going to be gunning for your ass. Like, oh, shit.
Well, I plan on going on TV. I ain't going to be on TV with a motherfucking check in my hand.
But the bottom line
up to Annie from a million to 30 and 40.
You're going to tell somebody in your family that you hit. You're going to look out for your mother. You're going to look for your brother. You're going to do all that. And the bottom line is this. You're going to give them X amount of dollars, and then when they run out of them dollars, they coming for your ass.
Okay.
I guess you didn't hear my chief ass say that I would buy a $50,000 house with $1 million. So that's telling you how stingy I am, and I got backup on how fucking stingy I am.
Yeah.
If I give you a dime, and you come back to me and ask me for another dime, no, you need to take that first dime you got, flip it, and go on about your business. I'm not going to give another dime.
That's where the problem will come in, because they're going to say, fuck it, you got it, and now you don't want to give me no more, and I'm going to come and keep your ass.
Man. Oh, okay, let's see. man, oh, hold on. Zeke, what would you do with your $1 million?
I'm spending that shit right now.
You're spending it?
See, he know the rules. He ain't gonna go anybody.
See, Big Daddy Almighty know me. I spent so much money, it don't make no sense. I'm talking about $1 million.
This nigga, he would go straight to the casino and play fucking, what you play, blackjack?
I play roulette, whatever.
He would take his million straight to the casino.
Man.
Bush.
Man.
What are you talking about to the casino? I done spent more than $1 million. That ain't shit. I can spend
man.
That here.
I know you have. And I know you have won. And I know you have won. That's why I got rolled.
Let me see. I got a new caller out there. Last phone is 4182. This is Raw Deal with Catrice. What would you do with your $1 million? Hello?
Hold on.
Yeah,
hold on. Hold on.
He just said, hold on. Well, you know what? You go hold on, man. Shit. How you like that?
How this nigga gonna put you on?
Man, nigga, put, right. I mean, he gonna put me on hold.
Hold on.
You know what? You hold on there, man. What's up, Mel? Mel, are you out there, girl? What's going on? Okay, I keep calling Mel back. She ain't coming back on the air. All right, y'all just holding tight. Two, you okay? 2798. Ooh, is your life being threatened? Don't get started now. Don't get started.
I just want to start a battle.
Okay.
My man, what's his name? Dante?
Devontae. Devontae. A special guest.
Okay,
yeah.
Devontae. My bad. But like, he got skills. He's fresh on his poetry. But I would like for you, Catrice, to get with Tanya. You know, Tanya, the walk-on head.
Oh, you still you talking about our first pour we had on the air. You still on Tanya, huh?
Yeah.
Tanya made your dick hard, didn't she?
Yes. I'm like, I want a battle. Next Thursday, I want a battle. If you can get in contact with her by next Thursday, I want a battle between him and her.
Tanya. Man, okay, Devontae, our first call, our first week of the series, we had spoken word part. Her name was Tanya. And at first, Tanya was a little scared to get on the air. She said we was a little too rough for her. And then we, you know, towards the end of the show, she started to warm up. And they all fell in love with her.
I fell in love. Now, I want you to get in touch with her. And okay. I'm hoping she's listening at night. And Tanya, I love you.
Man, Tanya, girl. Is that 412? If you back out there, man, you still got me a hoe.
I was bowling. This is Mel Lawless' husband.
Oh, what's
up? I want to put this out to Mississippi Red. She's coming her ass home.
She's not
fucking with him.
Okay.
I'm on the phone. Yes, I'm bowling.
Wow.
She's coming home. She's not fucking with him. She ain't fucking him. He's begging her to stay with him. He's trying to take her car every day. She left. I fucked up being a man. But she's coming home.
Oh, okay.
It's Tippy Red or Calvin, whatever his fucking name is.
Okay. Well, you know, on that note, hold tight. Okay,
how do we get on that subject? That sounds like some violence.
Oh, the fuck did that come from?
Man, okay, you know what? On that note, Devontae, when we get back, I want you to prepare yourself, because I think after that one right there, breakfast alone would be best for that. And if you don't mind speaking that, but we need to we're gonna be right back, y'all. Can't help myself, y'all. Hold tight.
That sounds like a threat under the air.
Oh my god.
Just
All right. This is Katrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal on Lawless Radio. You know what? This is the show of surprises. We get all different types of surprises here. We got Devontae Evans on the phone. You're still laughing, ain't you? Okay, well, we got Devontae, we got Buck out here. So let me just ask you, have you enjoyed yourself this evening?
Oh man, this is better than Six Flags. I'm loving this.
You didn't realize your Thursday night was gonna be like this, did you?
You don't know how much I needed this. You know how much I needed this Thursday to be like this. This is awesome.
You know, that's how we do. So when you wake up the Friday morning, you're like, man, what they talked about last night. And, man, did you hear what? Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to swear I went out somewhere. I'm like, what? I went, I was on a damn phone.
Exactly. Exactly. You know what happened? Do you know what happened? Man. All right, we got a 770-2798. Who's this on the air?
No, you pressed the mute.
No, you did.
Hello? Hello? Is that Mel? Is that Mel? Hello?
Hey. Yeah, he's trying to do stuff. Anyway, Mel Lawless is Lawless.
What's up, Mel? How you doing, baby?
Hey, it's Lawless.
It's Lawless. Have you been listening to the show?
On the show.
My husband
calling in on the show. You had Mississippi on the show. I'm like, what is wrong with you? All they gotta say.
Mel, your husband has spoken. All right. What we going to do tonight is we got Devontae on the line, y'all. Y'all
here you go, Mississippi. Y'all are here, Mississippi. Here you go.
I'm right here.
Hey, Mississippi.
Hey, Katrice. How you doing, sweetheart? What's
I'm
happening,
Buck?
What's happening, Zeke? What's happening?
Good job, man.
Everybody is locked. All right,
we're
still on here.
All right. You know what we're going to do? Y'all hold tight. Y'all hold tight there for a minute. Hold tight. We got everybody out here on the line. I'm just going to put y'all on hold because, you know, Devontae, I need you to, if you don't mind, tell me a little bit about Breakfast Alone. And I would love for them to hear that because I think that it's quite appropriate.
You know what? That was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That out of the whole book, that was almost one of my favorites. Breakfast Alone. I was it's almost like intervention. A lot of us have, you know, a lot of us, some do, some don't.
Right.
Have people in the family that struggles with addiction. And that particular one, I was watching Intervention, and there was a sister going through something, and that she just couldn't, a habit that she just couldn't kick. I put it into my head to that I needed to speak on that. And I always try to write from someone else's point of view, you know, that doesn't have that voice or chance to put out a book or whatnot to speak on what's going on in their life. So, and a lot of it was true, what I was seeing, and a lot of it is me just being creative and trying to bring it to the world's attention about this particular piece. Breakfast Alone. I feel like I gotta be emotional when I bring. I gotta get really getting character reading this. One channel, one pillow, one window, no sun, one bag, last blast, don't need no one. Same clothes, fresh soap, won't bathe, no time, 2 kids, 1 parent. Do y'all think I lost my mind? I don't care. I mean, I love my kids. Wait. I'm starting to drift off to sleep. Breakfast all alone. Who cares? Can't eat. My mama made me. Yeah, my mama made me. She neglected me, her attention. It was all about my little sister. But I'm the oldest. Did I mention? Was it something about me? Because she wasn't about me. I felt like a boat with no anchor, slowly drifting out to sea. 14 is when it started. I tried this, I tried that. A little pot mellowed me out, but it can compare to that crack. I was grandma's baby. First grandma raised me, then grandma died, then I died. I love a sweet Sadie. I was on the edge, way over the hill, her medicine cabinet. I took plenty of pills. I wanted to go. It hurts to be alive. Damn. I didn't die. Time came to pass. So did the hurt. I'm 21 now, sober. The sunshine, I gave birth. Mama's baby, so precious. Yes, you are, with mama's smile. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna do right by my child. Then 6 months came. I took a drink. What y'all thinking? I ain't thinking. Then a week passed. Nah, 2 weeks. I laid alone. 1 room, I'm shaking. There's no help for me. Got my help with me. No sun, 1 window, 1 pillow, just my 1 TV. Same clothes, fresh soap, won't bathe, no time. 2 kids, 1 parent. They all think I lost my mind. I don't care. I mean, I love my kids. Wait, I'm starting to drift off to sleep. Breakfast all alone. Who cares? Can't eat. 26 songs to me. I still have company. My little sister writes constantly. My mother to my kids, my destiny. Inside, I understand what I gotta do. Birth of my second girl, it feels all so new. Mama's baby, so precious. Yes, you are. Well, mama smile. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna do right by my child. But it didn't take long again. Company at the door again. Mama took custody. Damn. Here I go again.
That right there, I like that. That's inspiration right there. You gotta feel it. You just gotta feel it.
Right. I imagine Taraji doing acting that out, because she's real good with that emotion. And when I read that and when I think about it, I just see her doing that. If it was to be a play of some sort, it has a lot of emotions in it. And it makes me emotional. Yeah, my man, yeah. But it makes me emotional because it hurts. It really hurts to see our sisters like this. Or males or whatnot, you know. Oh, man, speaking of that, Lord forgive me, that goes out to our sister Whitney.
Absolutely.
That goes out to our sister Whitney.
And, you know, I want to speak on that, and I know a lot of people, you know, I'm mourning the loss of her, and I want to give it up to, this morning I was watching Live with Kelly, and they had Tracy Morgan on there. Now, they were interviewing Tracy Morgan, and you could tell that this question, Kelly had to ask this question because someone said something to her in her ear, because the way the question came out. It's just, well, you know, with the whole Whitney Houston thing, you know, what are your thoughts about the whole situation and all that? And just as being a news person and asking those types of questions, it kind of upset me because I knew where she was going and wanted to see what his response was going to be, you know? And I give it up to him because, you know what he says, I just want everybody to please give the family space and pray for the family. And he said nice things. He said anything about her being an addiction, no, no. And whatever it is, or however she passed away, you know, now she is gone, and we need to live, and we need to celebrate her life.
Amen.
You know, and just celebrate it, and by her records, she's number one right now, or will be very soon. So you know that woman was bad. You know she was bad. So
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We have to pray. We have to pray for y'all. Y'all pray for her family, and we sorry for your loss. And rest in peace, Whitney. Rest in peace, baby. Because this right here. And pray for her daughter, because her daughter was sick to her life, you know, like it wasn't nothing.
Yeah,
now,
I heard about that, too.
Man, it's deep. It gets deep. Now, let me ask you this. There's one before we head out for the night, and I just want to say you're welcome to come on the show anytime you like.
Well, thank you so much.
You know, and I'm glad that, you know, you were able to do it in such a short notice. I know that Buck kept telling me, and I said, well, you know, I don't have no phone number, I don't have nothing, you need to give me something. You know, and he's like, okay. And so I'm glad that all worked out, and I really do appreciate you coming on this evening. There is something that I like, and I wanted you to end the show with it, and I'm gonna end the show with some King B U. But I really would love for you to it's on 42. It's Him Like Me, and I really want to hear that. Okay, and
Him Like Me.
Yeah, him like me. All right, ladies, y'all listen intensely. Okay, and I appreciate you coming on, Devontae. And
thank you so much for having me.
All
thank
right,
you, Buck.
Yes. Buck is out there. All right, y'all have been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. This is Devontae Evans. He like me.
Him like me. The nervousest guy. I'm pretty sure he knows the yield sign, better yet the damn stop sign. Third time I've been a witness to a DUI, dude's unethical illusions, him, like me, with testosterone, broad shoulders, a born future king, but he decides to dethrone himself for an opposite royalty. But see, a cat like me objects that shit, for I am and will forever be king of my domain. Everyone is entitled to their own traveling road in life. Whatever you're destined to become, and I'm all for that, but stay in your fucking lane. I find it very uncomfortable spending part of my quality time with my mom having this conversation about him like me in a maze as this peevish frown draws upon my face. Two cups of green tea sit staring in the daze. Mama, I'm a man.
This is Patrice. You've been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Thank you, Devontae, and I hope to talk to you very soon.
Thank you so much. Real quick, before I go, get out my website, www.vitamindportrait.com, Facebook, Devontae Vitamin D Evans, Twitter, Portic/Vitamin D. I'd like to thank you all for your time. Thank you. God loves you all, and so do I. Peace.
All right. You know, y'all, remember, you always got to get it hot before you get it wet. Talk next week.
I'm so open off of you, and ain't nobody. Ain't nobody better than you. Ain't nobody better than you.